might just play the whole song. It's only 7 minutes long. Well, 15 in News Radio 560 KVQ. That's the great Herbie Mann on the flute with Dwayne Allman on the guitar. And who else is in there? The guy that played the 12th string. I can't think of his name. Anyway, thank you, Herbie, for coming in today and playing a little music for us. Consider this, Herbie and anybody else listening. Any port in a storm, you've heard that before, and you probably have some idea about what it means. It's an accepted bit of knowledge acquired while suffering in a storm. There you are. It's stormy, and voila, there's a port. And just in the nick, wouldn't you say? What could be more convenient, in a storm, that is, than a port? A town or a city that has a harbor may have a port, but no guarantees. That's a place where the ships can unload and load in the salty air of a gnarly, rowdy seaport town. Known for many things, but certainly regarded for its harbor and the swabbies that wander the avenues. Remember, a port has many miles of docks, but each dock is an individual entity. You multiply them by a factor of 10, and what have you got? The familiar mooring, the long jetty, the wide pier, the landscaped marina, the embarcadero, the view, the smell, the sounds of gulls and harbor seals, the shouting stevedores piling imports and exports high and strong so as not to loot a load of anything into the briny deep to be consumed by those creatures that swim in circles, always awaiting for the tasty flotsam that slacks their appetite. That's one picture of a port. Now here's another one. It's a little closer to home. In the high-rolling seas of the Wenatchee Valley, it's a port on high ground with a view of the farms, the orchards, the forest, the bighorn sheep, and all manner of non-ocean-going land animals with a noticeable disregard for salt water. It's a port, but it's far away the driest and the least nautical port you've ever taken to escape to in a storm. So let's open up what they call an opportunity zone and see if any special opportunities jump into view, asking for recognition and respect. And good luck with that. Port aficionados, are you an aficionado of a port? You know the ropes, and it's been declared that a sailor's half-hitch with a sliding noose is the knot of the hour. I favor the double sheep shank, although it's taking second place as we walk all over our port, without the slightest chance of ruining our new loafers. By the way, they've been shined to a fare-thee-well by a landlubber at our port that couldn't find a port, a real one, with both hands and Herman Melville's collected works to give him both leads and maybe a little optimism. But now we turn to our local authority on all matters of the port, Craig Larson, Business Development Director of the Port of Chelan County, a man who lives happily in the future while the county and the port endeavors to catch up to his expectations and maybe get an idea about his future thoughts. And lucky for us, that's what we're going to deal with today. As Kevin Larson draws near to his microphone, we say, hello, Mr. Larson. Thanks for coming back to the show on KPQ.
It's great to be here. That was quite an introduction.
I don't know where I was going with that, but we're done now, so... I'll take questions later.
Hopefully I can live up to the introduction, but no yes, doubt. Let's talk about opportunity zones.
No doubt in my mind. Well, we know what a zone is and we know what an opportunity is. When you put the two together, what do we have?
Well, we have three opportunity zones that provide potential for more investment and more jobs in Chelan County, and that's why we're excited about opportunity zones.
So when people have an opportunity to do their business here, they can actually take a step in the right direction with the help of the county and the port to find out what their success rate would be like, what it would be like to live here, to work here, to hire people to do their work for them here, to become a part of the business community. And they have an opportunity because you give them one in the opportunity zone. Do we have any examples of any companies that have taken you up on this?
Well, the opportunity zones are very new, and the federal regulations, it's a tax designation, and so the federal regulations aren't out yet. There are identified projects already available for investment in Chelan County that I'm aware of. The other reality is a lot of these transactions will go and they won't, they don't have to get the stamp of approval of the Port of Chelan County or anybody else. These are a tax code change that allows these entities to be created and they can be done privately, and we might never know about many of those projects that go forward in Chelan County.
Because anyone could take advantage of that tax break?
They can.
What does it amount to in terms of their startup?
It's in a lot of ways, it's similar to a 1031 tax-free exchange, if folks are aware of how those work. And that allows you to sell commercial property, real estate, and then you can reinvest it into like-kind real estate to defer the taxes on the gain you made on your first investment. So it's similar to that, but it's got some significant advantages. Number one is not only can you defer tax with an opportunity zone investment, you can also eliminate part of the tax on the property you sold, and potentially you can, if you keep the investment long enough, you don't pay any taxes on the appreciation on the second investment. So that's a huge potential advantage. The other real advantage is businesses. A 1031 exchange is about buying real property and selling it at a profit and deferring those taxes. The opportunity zones allow businesses to be created in a zone, and potentially all of the appreciation in that new business you start never gets taxed. So if you're the next Microsoft and you start...
That's a good beginning.
And you start in an opportunity zone, let's say, in Chelan County in downtown Wenatchee, and it goes huge and goes public and all those sorts of things, the money that's made, none of it gets taxed as income. So potentially it's a huge benefit to businesses as well. Well, most of the focus has been on real estate just because the real estate system is kind of geared for 1031.
And for profit, too, for right now.
Absolutely. And that's but they're a federal designation created. We got three zones in Chelan County. We did really well. The city of Wenatchee partnered with the port on this and did some really good work in putting together the pitch that why we should get the zones we got. So everything in Chelan County south of 5th Street is in an opportunity zone. So we've got most of the Wenatchee waterfront, all of the Wenatchee downtown, and in the Malaga area. So if you want urban redevelopment opportunities, you want, you know, high-density housing, you can do that in downtown Wenatchee or redevelop an old building. You've got waterfront. You've also got wide open spaces in the Malaga area that are also in a zone. So we can accommodate all types of different projects, whether it's an industrial project, a residential, a commercial, all those types of projects. There's a place for them in Chelan County zones.
Somebody must be interested in this opportunity.
There has been interest in it.
So kicking the tires?
They're more than kicking the tires. There's people looking seriously. There was an event a few weeks ago in Seattle about opportunity zones, and the Port of Chelan County and other economic development entities in the central part of the state, we were there at the event talking about our zones and what the opportunities might be. And that one of the people we met ended up bringing in, it was an equity fund, and they raise money to do projects. And we have had a phone call with them, and then also they've been in town looking at sites in the Wenatchee area. They're looking for urban redevelopment plays and projects, and had some really good discussions, pointed out the buildings that are available and what could be done and what the city needs or what we need as a community. So we're doing well on that, and we're looking for more opportunities as well from outside the area, and then we're looking for opportunities, you know, within the community as well.
Were you inspired by the meeting in Seattle that taught you the ropes about this idea, or had you thought about this before?
It was what inspired me, and part of my job is selling Chelan County to businesses, and it's a great job in a lot of ways, one of which is most people know Leavenworth or Chelan or Wenatchee. And so when you say you're from Chelan County, and we were giving away Chelan County wine as a door prize, too, which got a lot of good reviews as well.
I'm sure they enjoyed that.
The winners were very happy. But leaving the wine aside, just people know where Chelan County is. They know Leavenworth. They know Lake Chelan. They know Wenatchee. And they've generally got a pretty good view of who and what we are, at least they think. And then we can show them some other things they didn't know about. But this is where the tourism, which is good economic development in and of itself, but it also leads into the industrial recruitment, the investment recruitment, and the business recruitment, just because people are aware, they've got good feelings. You know, gee, I used to go over to Lake Chelan every summer, you know, to my grandparents' cabin when I was a kid. I love it over there. And you get stories like that all the time.
It's funny you mention that, because when I talk to my old friends in Seattle, they always say, so you're in Chelan? No, I'm in Wenatchee. Yeah, but by Chelan? I mean, because that's something that they can hang their hat on. They know Chelan, or they think they know Chelan.
Yeah.
And their knowledge of Wenatchee could be spotty depending on how many times they've been over the hill. But it's funny that you mentioned that this is an opportunity zone, because this is exactly how I featured change coming to the valley. Not huge companies bringing in 25,000 workers, because that doesn't quite seem feasible.
It's a little above our scale.
Where would you put 25,000 people, even if you really, really wanted them to be here? But if there's a company that totals six people growing to eight people, that's absolutely ideal, especially if they're a new technology company or somebody who's based most of their value on online. And you can certainly see how Five Guys could start a startup that would exhaust them after a year, but they'd be on good footing after a while, especially if they had your breaks.
Absolutely. And that's, and you've hit the nail on the head, for us is, you know, we have to know who and what we are and what we're selling and what types of people want to come here and what types of businesses come here. So we're looking for jobs generally a dozen at a time. If someone walks in with a 1,000 job, you know, heavy industrial play and we can, you know, have the property and whatever else they need,
Alcoa,
we're happy to talk with them.
You still have the Alcoa land, right?
Alcoa has a lot of land in the Malaga area, which is in an opportunity zone. They've got over 2,000 acres down there, largely undeveloped except for the plant, and they've got some great infrastructure, power infrastructure, water, those sorts of things down there. So that's what's so great about the zone. You know, you want to do an urban redevelopment project on near the Wenatchee waterfront? We got that for you. You want a big green field, open, flat, you know, spaces that you want to make a heavy industrial play? We've got Malaga. And so that's what's been fun about the zones. They're very flexible, and we've just got a lot of opportunities here.
And your successes over the years have left you without a lot of property that you used to own, acre after acre down at Old Station and in that various neighborhoods. Don Etherington was here saying the land has now become rather precious there and not much of it left, which leaves you guys in the position to acquire more property elsewhere and recreate that success story somewhere else within the county.
That is the goal. We just sold 19 acres to the Chelan County Public Utility District in Old Station, so that leaves us with something like 6 or 7 or 8 vacant acres in our business park there. We've got buildings there that we intend to own long term, and we've got a half of a building there that'll come empty here this summer, so I'm working to get that space filled. But Old Station is a very popular place to be just because of the location. You're very close to Wenatchee, but you're not in Wenatchee. To go north, south, east, and west,
get right on the road.
Yeah, you're very easily to get in and out of there, and so people really love Old Station. So that's probably in Chelan County the most popular property for a lot of folks these days.
I always thought that the south end of Wenatchee Avenue would be a good enterprise zone because it's been not forgotten but underutilized, and people will say, well, if their memory serves them correctly, that's the wrong end of town. Well, maybe it was when you were a kid, but it's not the wrong end of town anymore. It seems to me like it's wide open for success.
It is, and that area is in a zone, in an opportunity zone, and it's starting to redevelop, and I think you're going to see more of that. It's a nice mix. They've got some nice industrial properties. I know of a building that's for lease down there that we've walked some folks through, privately owned. We don't own it, but that's part of what we do is show private space to businesses looking to come here. Very, very nice industrial space, very well maintained, and it's available. There's other opportunities down there on the commercial side and the retail side, and then certainly South Wenatchee Housing, which, again, one of the Opportunity Zone projects that I'm aware of is a small-scale housing play where they take an existing house that's been broken up into 3 living units or apartments currently. They're going to knock down an old garage, put a fourplex in, and convert the house to 2 units. So you net gain of 3 housing units in South Wenatchee. All the infrastructure is there. It's a very efficient way to get more housing out of the streets and the sewer and the water, everything that's already been paid for right there. So that's a very small-scale Opportunity Zone project that I know some folks are embarking upon as well.
Is that one of the larger, older homes down there?
The home's not huge. Mm-hmm. It's a good-sized home. It's just an interestingly shaped lot. They have a little extra real estate. And then, say, take out the garage and you can add it in. So it's a cool small-scale project. And then there's huge commercial project opportunities here as well within the zone currently that folks are looking to leverage the Opportunity Zone to get investment to sell their property or to build their business or invest in that area.
Have you gotten any cold calls from people in Seattle or elsewhere saying, fill me in on this Opportunity Zone thing one more time?
I don't know if we've gotten a cold call. We've gotten some calls out of the event we went to. There's Opportunity Zones all over the country. There's 8,700 of them. And there's Opportunity Zones in the Puget Sound area. So part of my job is getting the word out, getting in front of people interested in that, and just introducing them to Chelan County. And, again, that's pretty easy to do.
And as I see the modern world taking shape, you know, for the next 6 months, it seems like there's no need for most people to be in New York or Seattle. Those days of having to be in a city center to have success or to have access to the elements you need for a successful business no longer exist, it seems to me. Am I right about that? You can be anywhere you want and do the same work?
That's becoming more and more true. Anywhere you want, with a couple of caveats, you need internet. You know, you need access to modern telecommunications, and luckily Chelan County has a fiber network, so that's a great thing. Need cell coverage so you can talk to people, or I guess that goes back to your communications network. But if you've got those two things, and a regional airport doesn't hurt either.
Doesn't hurt at all.
If you need to get out or you need to have people come in, it's nice to have relatively quick, easy access into the community wherever you choose to live. And more people are finding they can live in Chelan County in Forest Ridge because they love skiing and have a business in Wenatchee. And conduct business there using technology and modern communications.
Is it expensive to take an older facility, let's say downtown, with some of the older warehouse and larger spots that are available and empty, and convert it so that it has the broadband, the T1, the phones, the electricity? You know, is it rewired to be able to handle those loads of electricity? Is that an expensive remake or a remodel?
I think the answer is it depends. We are building buildings in Kashmir, and new buildings are very expensive. There's value in older buildings, and yes, you have to rehab them, and it's expensive. Rehab's expensive, upgrading, whatever it is, depending on the use. Those things all come with a price tag, but it's generally speaking, it's efficient way to do it is to repurpose older buildings versus building from the ground up.
And repurposing is not an easy job, but it's one that might be cheaper or more affordable to do here under the auspices of your enterprise zone or opportunity zone than if you were just going to buy the building and renovate it.
Yeah, and the calculations that I've seen is that opportunity zone is not going to make a bad investment a good investment. It'll make a good investment better. And the numbers I saw, calculation I saw, was about a 30% bump in yield to your investors with an opportunity zone real estate project, and that's a significant amount of money.
30% is nothing to sneeze at.
Absolutely.
That's Craig Larson. Craig is the man who's in charge of the development of the Port of Chelan, the business development, I should say. He doesn't have to actually dig the channels. But at the same time, you can see what efforts they're making to bring new businesses into town, a business that will not destroy the future of the city, but at the same time contributes quickly and efficiently to the profit area of the city. Another success story. We'll be right back to talk with Craig further about this opportunity zone right after these words on News Radio 560 KPQ.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
It's 12:36 at News Radio 560 KPQ. I'm Michael Knight. You're listening to The Agenda. We start every day at 12:15 and go to 1 o'clock. Our special guest is Craig Larson. He's the Business Development Director for the Port of Chelan. And we're talking about this new idea of an opportunity zone. And there are many opportunity zones. But how did you decide where to put them? How did you decide which areas you wanted to provide opportunities for new members of our business community to thrive in?
Well, the federal government, when it passed the tax code that created the opportunity zones, laid out where they could be. And these are to be underserved, lower-income communities based on census tracts. And so the state then, it went to the states. The states were told the governor had to designate so many in their state, and then each county got to designate some, and it just kind of worked up the pyramid. Again, we work with the city of Wenatchee. They came up with a really good strategy that worked to get a couple qualifying zones in and one next door. And so we got three zones in Chelan County, which is 5th Street in Wenatchee. Everything south of that in the county, and you run that line out nearly due west all the way to the Cascades. Everything in the county south of 5th Street basically is in the opportunity zone, which is great. I know folks in Eniat were very excited, interested about it, and then you say, gee, you're not in the zone. Why is that? Oh, your income's probably too high, and they look at you like, you know, this is Eniat. And you say, you're in the same census tract as Lake Chelan.
So that income affects theirs.
Correct. And so there's vagaries in the system and where the lines are. The census tracts weren't drawn for this purpose, but they were used for this purpose. And so Those are the zones we got. Douglas County is interesting. The hole in the donut being East Wenatchee is not a zone, but a broad band like a donut around it, Baker Flats, the airport, all the way down into Rock Island, is in an opportunity zone in Douglas County. So they've got zones just like ours, but they don't have the downtown East Wenatchee urban thing that we've got in Wenatchee.
Is it an effort of both of the ports from Douglas and Chelan County to work in concert together so that the East have opportunity zones that they can sell at the same time? Because our communities, although we're separate, if it wasn't for the river, I don't know what we would have here. But because the river's there, we're stuck with each other, and in a good way. So did they have an opportunity zone, too, of their own choosing?
They've got their zone around East Wenatchee, and it's outside the city limits of East Wenatchee, right on the fringe there. We function as one market. We're a small metro. It's the Wenatchee metropolitan area.
Statistical area.
Yeah. But it's East Wenatchee and Wenatchee. And so, we function as one unit. So if a company gets recruited and comes into Douglas County, that's a win for Chelan County and vice versa. So we've worked very closely with them. Commissioner Overbay and Commissioner Sutton from the Chelan County Commission and Douglas County Commission brought a bunch of folks here locally in the valley together to talk about how do we capitalize on the four zones that we have. And we've broadened that out now, and it also includes Okanagan County, Ferry County, and the Colville Confederated Tribes are trying to work together and do some joint marketing about look at this region, and that's the North Star Opportunity Zones is what it's called. And the website for that goes up live on Monday, and our pages on Chelan County will be up at about the same time. And so it's trying to get as much attention as possible into the region, and then people can look and decide, hey, this East Wenatchee or this Douglas County opportunity looks good, or it's Okanagan County, or it's Chelan County, wherever it is. So trying to band together from a marketing point of view, get more interest in the area so that more investment ends up somewhere here in the region.
I'm interested in the land that you mentioned, due west, all the way to the Fifth Avenue, draw a line all the way to the Cascades. Is there private land out there that can benefit from an opportunity zone, or is that all county, city, and state?
A lot of that, once you get out of town, is publicly owned, but there's a ski area up there.
There is
housing opportunities. I mean, there's private land as you head up. Around the Squilchuck area, the Squilchuck State Park, around that area, as you go up there, that's got housing on it now. So mostly that'd be a housing type of use in that area, you would think, based on the zoning and the topography and all that kind of things. But
can you adjust zones as it would help your efforts business-wise?
No, the zones are the census tracts. And so you, like any line drawn on a map, so great, you're on south side of Fifth Street. You're the lineage property there, right on the waterfront behind the PUD headquarters. And as long as you're on one side of, south side of Fifth Street, you're in the zone. Across the street, you're not in the zone, which is just how, when you have lines, that's sort of how it works.
It has to begin somewhere.
Yeah, and end somewhere. And one of the potential opportunity zone projects is the PUD headquarters. The PUD voted yesterday to relocate their headquarters to Old Station. And that's going to take a series of years, so nothing's going to happen quickly. The port, the city, and the PUD are doing joint study planning, how do we redevelop this site? We don't want to leave a hole in, near downtown Wenatchee at all. So we're looking at that, and potentially that's in an opportunity zone. You come out with a plan, you got these six buildings or five buildings, and this could be this, and this could be this, and maybe you divvy them up, and some investors come together in a fund, and we're going to buy building A, and we're going to use it for this use. And building B, we're going to do residential. And that you could see something like that happen to that site.
Was it an accident to draw the line at Fifth, or was it intentionally to include that building in the zone?
We had nothing to do with the drawing of the lines. That's
wow.
U.S. Census Bureau.
Just made it then for the old PUD headquarters.
Like I said, the Census Bureau or the census tracts were there, and that's how they decided what was a zone was a census tract. And so we just had to accept what we had in the county, and that's why you got the anomalies we got, but we were happy with the three that we have. We wish the whole county was in an opportunity zone, but that is not how it worked.
Are the characteristics of the actual deal that you make flexible enough so that someone says, Craig, if we could just have 6% instead of 2%, that would be exactly what we need to do, blah, blah, blah. Can you make a deal with them? Can you haggle with them a little bit? Or are the numbers fixed just like the zones are?
I mean, return or investment. I mean, all that's wide open.
Whatever the private sector
can come up with, and as long as they're within the regulations to be an op, you know, it's in the zone. It's a properly set up fund that funds it. I mean, there's rules around all that which haven't been finalized, but basically, it's private real estate, and that's why a lot of opportunity zone investments and funds may go on, and I'll never know about them at the port. And they'll be just going on because it's a totally private, it's between, you know, the taxpayer, the IRS regulations and the IRS about, you know, does this project fit this way? And so just like a lot of 1031 tax-free exchange, no one knows when someone buys a commercial property or sells it whether it's part of a 1031 exchange or not unless you're involved in the transaction or you're the taxing authorities.
How do you get the word out to companies that are in Los Angeles or Idaho or Colorado that might be thinking about coming here for cheaper power, a different aspect of life, to be able to live and work in Wenatchee and have the entire crew here? How do they hear about it, and how do you make sure that they hear accurately?
That's a great question, and that's part of my job is to figure that out. So, as an example, we're doing some advertising, print advertising, in on the west side of the state in specific industries, the aerospace industry and manufacturing. And it's specific to our Cashmere property, the buildings we're building there. But once that call comes in, that lead comes in, and, yes, we do lead with inexpensive green power and fiber optic network are two of the key things we talk about, and centrally located in the state of Washington is kind of the key points why you want to be here. They call me or email me, and we get the conversation going, and then, you know, they're interested potentially in moving here, and it may be in a zone, it may not be in a zone, it may be in our building, it may be in private space. But the point is get the word out to get folks here. We also do conferences and trade shows, and, again, that's where the tourism really helps us. People want to be here. Some people want to be here, want to live here. Some splash is here because they wanted to be here. So got a technology company down at Pivus that is in our technology incubator, and we're going to roll them out into private space here in about a year and hopefully put another technology company in the incubator we created with the same model.
A lot of people waiting in line for that incubation to open up.
We are hoping to do that. We'll be at the Flywheel Conference in a couple of days with a booth as we're a sponsor of that event, and we'll be talking about the technology incubator. It's going to be available in about a year. Are you interested in being our next tenant?
I am.
Okay.
It's about time I quit being a disc jockey, don't you think, and get a grown-up job?
I don't want to comment on that, Michael.
Craig Larson says no comment. He's the business development director. That's how he keeps his job at the Port of Chelan. He knows when to say, I believe I'm going to say nothing. When we come back, we'll get an update on Pangbourne Airport. Now I'm interested. We'll be back after this word.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
12:51, we're running out of a show today, but Craig Larson is our special guest. He is the Business Development Director for the Port of Chelan, and that includes the airport. And now, I saved this for last because I'm waiting for that direct flight to California to make me a happier person. Not that my happiness is predicated on being able to fly to another state, but what are the latest updates that we can whet our appetite with, Craig Larson?
Well, we continue to meet with airlines, and those meetings continue, and they've been positive, and it's just a function of selling our community and selling that this service will work. Our community came together and raised $400,000 on the revenue guarantee. We got the 2-for-1 federal grant, so we've got a big pile of money as a revenue guarantee for a potential carrier. But the carriers, they're not after the revenue guarantee. They want to start service and have it work and grow it. And so they're asking good questions of us and about who's going to use the service and how often are they going to use it and those sorts of things. So we continue to have those meetings. We're going to go back with the donors here in the next couple of weeks and update them on where we're at and get some more specific information about what their usage would be on a San Francisco flight. So if you pledge some funds to us, we'll be talking to you soon. And our May 21st breakfast, we will have our air service consultant in to give a community update on where we are on this process for air service. But we are still optimistic and still hopeful for, we'll get you that plane and get you happier, because we want you to be happy, Michael.
Do you think that there is the shortage on the airline industry end is that they don't have enough planes, which we've seen with the 737 grounding, and they don't have enough pilots to take on new markets easily?
The planes and pilots has been a challenge. That's gotten better. I think there's still that pressure there, but that has eased up a little bit since last year, so we think that's gotten better. And it's just a function of how we fit into a potential carrier's business model and where they want to go and what hub they're trying to build or what they're trying to accomplish with their business model. And so we keep working it, and we will continue to do that. There'll be more meetings in the weeks ahead that we will have. So
this last year, Payne Field on the west side started flying with United, and I wondered if that effort has turned into a success or are people still not using it.
I have not heard about the new service there. I remember they started up, I think, in March, and Alaska's using it, and I think Alaska and United are the two carriers that are using it. I've not heard how that's gone. It's pretty early on, but it certainly opens up opportunities for Snohomish County, and just the getting the SeaTac end of the equation that can be a challenge. So it's we'll have to see how that works, and don't see that as a huge impact on what we're trying to accomplish.
That's Craig Larson. We have to let him go because we're out of time. Business Development Director for the Port of Chelan County, the man who's behind the new Opportunity Zones. Tell somebody, tell your cousin in Schenectady or perhaps Poughkeepsie that this is where they should be looking into their move, okay? Thank you. I appreciate the effort. Thanks, Craig. Thanks for being here.
You're very welcome. We love the help on Selma Chelan County.
Anytime.